Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Scott Zolak, and the Patriots go 0-1 to start the season here on the road against the Dolphins, 33-20. Some problems offensively. First half looked all right, but the offensive line, really a lot of shuffling. How does that create inconsistency, and how did that lead to the problems they had tonight? Tom Brady on the ground a lot today.
And that's the last thing. Your quarterback in his 15th year, 37 years old, you don't want him getting any knockdowns whatsoever, but you're in the double digits there. That's a major concern. But sometimes those things are easier to fix than people realize. You'll get on tape, you'll change protections, you'll figure out which group works the best. I think they got to pick five guys and go. I think heat's an issue down here, so they wanted to rotate guys. But I got more concerned that the defense got pushed around in the middle like they did. Anytime you have a back that goes for over 200 yards, you got issues up front on your defense. And I know it's one game. I think there's going to be an overanalysis, overreaction to it.
Okay.
But I know people like to make the comparisons of 03 with the Lawyer Malloy release. And right. Every year is different.
Well, there were some really good plays on defense, though. A couple of forced fumbles, interceptions, fumble recoveries.
Yeah.
But what happened at halftime? You know, they talk about making adjustments at halftime, but the second half really didn't go, it seemed, as planned. Defensively, what were some of the things that stood out to you?
Miami came out and they played well. They really did. And I know the Patriots got off to a bad start with the block punt, but shoot, they turned it around at a 17-7 lead. Tannehill, I mean, you had some... on what I thought were bad calls on him.
Yeah.
Did they actually touch the helmet technically? Yeah, I think so, but I don't think there's any deliberate blow to the head. The league's got an issue with that because you got two edge guys in Chandler Jones and Dante Hightower that can hit people. You got to turn them loose at some point.
And you also see how important the fundamentals are. You know, they capitalized on both the, you know, Brady fumble and the low snap. They were able to capitalize on those and score on those. But another good thing, Rob Gronkowski back on the field. Looked good in the first half. Your thoughts on the second half?
He had a bunch of snaps in the first half, very minimal in the second, but it goes to show you that I think the Patriots had the ball more in the first half, so he's going to be in there on third down.
Yeah.
You know, that third quarter was a wash. They got absolutely obliterated both sides of the ball third quarter. So by the time, you know, you kind of start to try and get him in that groove again, you're two possessions down, you're fighting to get back, you're basically in chuck-it mode all day long. No running game whatsoever for the Patriots today.
All right, well, as they say, the next game up, time to turn the page. That's what the Patriots will do as they get ready for another road game next week against the Minnesota Vikings. That'll do it for Zoe and myself from Miami, and we'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.